So, how does it feel coming back to Westminster as a finalist on The Voice?
It's amazing. You know, just to think, you know, I'm a student here, but now I'm back as a finalist on The Voice.
And everyone recognising you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Teachers, maintenance men all running up for pictures.
Yeah, it's so cool. I signed an autograph today. Someone said, oh, what's good? This is for my daughter. I was like, seriously? She's like, yeah. I was like, okay. I didn't know what to expect because I came in just thinking like, oh my goodness. I didn't know what to think, but it was so nice just seeing, you know, the ladies from the library, you know, where I work. And it was really cool to see them again because, you know, when I was here, I was always talking to them.
So how did it come about? Why did you audition for The Voice?
It was actually my friends. My friends were like, oh, Emmanuel, why don't you apply for the show? I was just like, I wasn't really sure because I was thinking like, And after I applied not really thinking much. When I got through, you know, got through to the blinds, I was like, oh my goodness, like, it was amazing. It just shows how much listening to, you know, people can really help, you know. Because I could have chose to be like, you know what, nah, it's not my thing. And, you know, who knows what I'll be doing now. Yeah.
On your first audition, Tom Jones said that he would have turned round at the last minute, but he didn't realise it was the end of the song.
Yeah.
Would you have still chosen Ricky?
The thing is that at the time, I knew the Kaiser Chiefs, but I didn't know that Ricky was from that band. And I think for definite, if Tom Jones had turned, I would have went with him because I knew who he was. But I know for definite I would have made the wrong decision if I had gone with Tom Jones. So I'm so happy that, I'm so happy I didn't have a choice. I'm so happy that, you know, only Ricky turned because I just believed that it was meant to happen. Because I know if they were all in front of me and I didn't pick Ricky, I would definitely made the wrong choice. Ricky is amazing. Like, seriously, he's just so nice. And so many times I go into rehearsals feeling a bit, like, tense and everything.
Yeah.
Because he's just so cool. He makes you just relax. He's just out there to have fun and he really cares about you and he wants you to do the best that you can. Yeah, he's just so cool. Like, he believes in you and you end up believing in yourself. You know, if you watch the show and you see how amazing people are, their talent is just, you know, insane. So many times when I would see them perform, I would just think, oh my goodness, like, what am I doing here?
What's it like performing to a massive crowd?
Just before, I get nervous because, like, people, they know who you are now. When you're backstage, standing at the back, people are just like, they're looking at you and you're just like, oh my goodness. Like, once I'm on the stage and everything, I just lose it.
So, you're in the final. How does it feel?
It just feels amazing. Like, being on the live shows, you know, the quarterfinals, to me, it was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. And to think that people voted to keep me in because I didn't get the fast pass, because this time, you know, in the live shows there is no stills, you know, just to think that people picked up their phone and voted for me and they really think I'm good at what I'm doing, it makes me feel good. And it's weird because I really feel like I've grown so much in confidence. I feel like a new person, but I'm still the same person, but I just mean I believe in myself now because I didn't before. I really feel like all of us in the final, I think we're all winners.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just to think that 40,000 people apply for the shows and, you know, this last 12, you know, you got to perform live on TV. People are sitting at home watching this live. You're doing this live. There's no pre-recorded stuff. Because every time I've been on that stage, it's always felt like the last time. So every time I've got through, I'm just like, oh my goodness, I'm never prepared for the next round. So, like, imagine winning this.
If you could choose anyone, dead or alive, to perform with you at the final, who would it be?
Definitely Ricky. Since I met this man, he's such a nice person.
Yeah.
You know, and he just makes you feel happy. It feels amazing to represent him. It's weird because, you know, like, the other coaches are meant to be mad famous.
Well, Rachel and Will.i.am.
And Will.i.am and Tom Jones. But, like, to me, it's like he's the most famous.
Yeah.
You know, he's the one I get starstruck about. When I see the others, it's like, oh, yes, that's Will.i.am.
Yeah.
But, like, when I see Ricky, I'm just like, man, like, he should be the one with the billions of followers and he should be the one that everyone sees because he's just an amazing person.